it to Friday. Good morning. Eric Carpenter here. This is KCVL KCRK. Well, last night, Washington State did pass Senate Bill 5599, allowing the state to legally take children away from parents if they don't consent to the child's gender transition surgeries. All the Democrats voted yes, all the Republicans voted no. The Colville River, although still high, is continuing to go down. We are some little bit above the 75th percentile for this date. Again, we've got to look back to 2017 when things really flooded all over Stevens County and here in the valley. The current flow at 1170 cubic feet per second. But we'll keep an eye on that, but the temperatures have certainly cooperated. A little bit cooler at night and still some pretty nice daytime temperatures.
You know the name Tempur-Pedic. If you have a bad back, you may already own one. The back pain relief is legendary. I have a secret for you. Tempur-Pedic mattress support system also provides a good night's sleep. You don't have to wait for a bad back. You can get a good night's sleep now. Don't take my word for it. Ask somebody who owns one. Come to Sandra's for a 7-minute test rest and we'll change your life forever. Sandra's Furniture, downtown Colville.
Well, it is coming up. They call it Grits and Gravy, and it is up at the Kettle River Grange. They're going to have performances this evening, also the 15th and the 16th. So it is something that if you are interested in, you might head to the Kettle River Grange. It is a dinner theater on Saturday night. The tickets sold in advance at Barstow, Sandy's, Beardsley's Family Restaurant, and at the Kettle River Grange. But they do have a show this evening called Grits and Gravy. Kettle River Grange, their play. And something they put together something every year there at the Kettle River Grange, and this year that is the Grits and Gravy. Again, that dinner theater Saturday. Not sure if any tickets are still available on that, but you do have to pre-purchase that ticket. You can check today and find out. Any questions about the play performances? 509-738-6900 at the Kettle River Grange. Well, the people of Colville, they cooperated really well with the city of Colville in keeping their piles of branches and shrubbery separated from their leaf piles. Only problem is Mother Nature hasn't cooperated. Man, we're having trouble with those leaves. We had the leaf pickup last year, and the leaves just weren't coming off the trees early enough. So the city said just this year that in the springtime, you could put your leaves out in a separate pile. They would pick them up. The problem is the city has places to take the branches, but they can only take so much. And that's not where the leaves were going. The thing is, it's been damp and wet and road conditions not conducive because there are road restrictions up on many locations. They haven't been able to take the leaves where the leaves were supposed to go. So on a temporary basis, the city is having to take the leaves and the branches all to where the branches go, and then they will have to sort that out afterwards. But, yeah. Mother Nature and the leaves just not helping out the city of Colville this year.
Buying tires is a major decision. You want to make the right choice with your hard-earned money. To make the right choice in tires, A Automotive Tire Pros will help guide you through the different options to get the right tire for your vehicle. At A Automotive Tire Pros, we not only do tires, but we also install lift kits, perform automotive repairs and maintenance, and even program keys and make automotive keys. So keep your family safe as you drive down the road. We've been taking care of our customers' needs for 37 years. Make the right choice and stop at A Automotive Tire Pros today.
How many cars does a family have when they would live in subsidized housing? For that matter, how many cars will a family have if they live in any sort of multi-family apartment building, fourplex, things like that? Well, that was part of the discussion. It took well over a half hour at the latest Colville City Council meeting. The proposal put together by the Planning Commission and our out-of-town, out-of-state planner the city is keeping was that only one parking space. Oh, everybody's going to ride a bicycle. Don't worry about it. Well, a lot of discussion about it, and here's a little of what went on.
I have a very hard time in this construction and development if we are building, especially in the example of a multifamily development, if we are trading one motorcycle spot for one parking spot, what are only requiring one parking spot per unit. So if we're taking off for a bicycle, we're giving credit for a bicycle rack, one parking unit, and we're giving credit for a motorcycle parking spot, one unit. We're going to be short parking spaces for the occupants of the development. Here in our climate, I know that we are trying overall to promote walkability and not have a carbon footprint and all that, but it's not practical here, in my opinion. I think we need to have at least one parking spot per unit and not give credits that will reduce that number.
So I'm going to go a step farther than saying it has to be at least one per unit. When you are encouraging family dwellings, so especially like the proposed complex with Catholic Charities, around here, if you're promoting two members of the family to be working, they have to be able to drive. And to say that a dwelling is able to, say, to park one car per unit, it doesn't meet the standard. And so for the minimum standards, I would say that in the instances of duplexes and multifamily dwellings, it should be closer to 1.5 per unit.
One of the things I'd be concerned about is like the apartment building next to where I live. I think it's 36 units. And if it was done this way, 36 automobiles on the street, and wintertime, a significant impact on snowplow. But it also provides a burden to the city when it happens that way. We're going to talk about snow plowing later on in the council meeting.
My biggest concern is multifamily dwelling. So to say that the market force is driving any of this, I think that discussion doesn't make sense, because when you have outside money building whatever they want, they're going to put whoever they want in it. You're not creating a market-driven product. You're getting if we were looking at a standalone, we had an outside developer that's trying to build something within the city limits of Colville. There's a place that says, you know, nobody's going to rent in your place because they can't have their three cars. But when you have heavily subsidized housing, then there's no discussion of, well, I don't want to live there. Well, that's where you get put. So I don't think that's correct. The more I think about this, the more I think that Robin's more on track, that it needs to be closer to two, because nearly every tenant I've ever had has had more than one car. And to say that anything new can get away with one or even one and a half just is not appropriate.
I think we should have two cars per unit for multifamily, and I think we should eliminate the entire section on parking credits. That's my recommendation. Multifamily dwelling, two spaces required to 1.5.
Motion by Councilmember Kurowski, seconded by Councilmember Carpenter, the multifamily dwelling to be 1.5 per unit.
All right, after over a half hour of discussion back and forth, they settle on 1.5 cars per unit for parking spaces on new apartment or multifamily buildings. Continuing saga of Catholic Charities coming to Colville.
Once again, the Department of Ecology is offering $300 for your old wood stove at the Stevens County Landfill on Sunday, April 30th. To qualify, you must live in the Colville River Valley area. Wood stoves must be in working order and free of fire, brick, ash, and debris. Limited to 2 stoves per customer and the first 100 stoves received. Participants will get a receipt and receive $300 in the mail. Turn in your wood stove on Sunday, April 30th from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Stevens County Landfill near Kettle Falls. For more information, call 509-329-3574.
Oh, this has been just a terrible year for the airline industry. Of course, the debacle over the Christmas holiday and the spring problems. Man, don't, if you're going to Florida, Fort Lauderdale, trying to fly into there, the airport was closed the last 2 days. Just this last hour, they got the airport opened in Fort Lauderdale. Of course, tons and tons of cruise ships leave out of Fort Lauderdale and mess up your vacation. Day before yesterday, they got 25 inches of rain at Fort Lauderdale. They had flooding everywhere. Well, if you were going to go to Alaska, yesterday wasn't the day because Alaska Airlines canceled more than 24 flights to Alaska. There was an ash cloud from a volcano in Russia that drifted over Alaska. And, of course, ash from volcanoes is angular and very sharp. Can be used as an industrial abrasive. Well, the powdered rock can cause jet engine shutdowns. So, Alaska had to cancel flights yesterday. They are continuing to monitor the ash cloud, and they say depending on its location and movement, they may need to cancel more flights today also. So if you're heading to Alaska, check the status of your flight. Just don't head to the airport.
The Kettle River Grange in Barstow will be performing Grits and Gravy, a family fun, hilariously funny tale of a small town mixed in with quirkiness and network mismanagement. April 12th will be family night, just $25 for the whole family. April 15th will be dinner theater night. Advance tickets are available for $30 at Barstow, Sandy's, and Beardsley's family restaurants. April 14th and 16th will be $10 for adults, $8 for seniors, and $6 for youth. So mark your calendars and come watch the play Grits and Gravy at the Kettle River Grange.
For some people, this might put kind of a smirk on your face and think, man, these people have just gone totally Looney Tunes. And for other people, maybe you think this is really a neat thing. Hillary France, DNR commissioner, DNR and the American Forests, group, they have announced a statewide partnership to advance tree equity. Everything is equity now. This year, over the summer, they're going to be working between DNR and the American Forests. They have developed a tree equity score tool. It's going to cut across socioeconomic lines in the United States cities and neighborhoods. All kinds of jokes you can make about tree equity. But this serious stuff, man. The DNR is going to spend a lot of money on this. We've got to develop this big plan here for tree equity. And of course, the city of Seattle, they've signed on. They've signed a pledge on behalf of the city to plant appropriate trees. Okay. By the way, DNR is going to have a 240-acre burn if you're traveling south towards Spokane. This DNR prescribed burn, 240 acres on state land, about 7 miles north of Deer Park. So they are getting ready for that. Could light up by as soon as today. It's just going to depend upon the weather conditions. Service or repair your lawn and garden equipment now. Don't make the mistake of taking your equipment to the wrong repair shop. Some shops take weeks, months, even years to repair your mowers, tillers, chainsaws, weed trimmers. Bring your equipment to Sean Merrill and the professional staff at Sun Rental Center, 380 South Main. Fast, honest service. Call 509-684-1522. Any questions or just head down to Sun Rental with your equipment and they'll get it all running good.
If you're a private landowner in the Colville Valley, Vaughan Brothers Lumber, a longtime local business and employer in the area, is ready to offer competitive prices and fair market value to purchase your standing timber, logs, or timbered acreage. The experienced forestry staff at Vaughan Brothers offers free consultations and assessments of your forested land and can also assist in the Department of Natural Resource permitting process when you are ready to harvest your timber. Call the forestry staff today at 509-684-5071 or look for additional information on the web at www.vaughanbrothers.com.
We've got high school sports on the radio this afternoon. Should be a good one. This is softball, Colville down at Deer Park. That'll get underway at 4 o'clock. Earl Adams will be calling the play-by-play. Later on tonight, the Seattle Mariners going to host the Colorado Rockies. They begin a three-game series tonight. Well, so far early in the season, Seattle's 2-5 at home, 5-8 overall. The Mariners, a 2-1 record in games where they've hit at least two home runs. Colorado, they're 5-8 overall. Exact same record as the Mariners. The Rockies, they also 2-1 when they have hit two or more home runs. Those teams meet tonight, first time of the season. The Mariners and the Rockies, 6 o'clock pregame, first pitch, a little after 7 o'clock on 92.1 KCRK. Today's local weather forecast brought to you by Colville Auto Repair. They are your local Napa Auto Care Center. provide expertise in everything they do. Whether you need an oil change or transmission repair, you can count on the folks at Colville Auto Repair to do it right. Make your appointment. Call them 509-684-3581 or stop in and see them. 505 South Main. We might get a sprinkle or two today, but nothing serious. Even a possibility of some thunder this afternoon. We don't like that here. 54 degrees for a high today, 30 overnight, 58 on Saturday. Few sprinkles on Sunday, and by Sunday, late afternoon into Sunday night, it's just going to rain. 58 on Sunday for a high, overnight low of 31. As the front comes through, good possibility of a thunderstorm Sunday evening. Rain on Monday night, still rain on Tuesday. Only a 20% chance of rain Wednesday with a high of 53. Rain and 54 on Thursday. Colville Auto Repair, they specialize in Dodge diesel repair and maintenance. Find out more, give them a call. 509-684-3581. 37 degrees. Getting ready for the weekend. We've made it to Friday. Eric Carpenter with you. 732 at KCVL, KCRK.